This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
All right. Thank you for joining us here on American Family Radio. It's Trivia Friday. We're here every Friday just to have some fun and do some learning, some education. And JJ, you got an announcement?
I have some upcoming events. I would appreciate prayers and let people know they're invited. Monday night, I'm going to be speaking at the Upward Basketball Award Night.
I'm going to be at the Downward.
At the Downward. Hey, that's Downward, a good Downward program.
Downward, yep. Basketball. I'm going to be there.
Ripley, Mississippi, that's on Monday night. Then March the 13th, this is a little bit time sensitive. It's a widow's luncheon. It's free. Now, it's just for the Cabot area because they have limited seating. But the deadline is today. They need to hear from you in terms of a head count for the meal. Widow's luncheon, First Baptist Church, Cabot, Arkansas. Reach out to those folks. And then April the 1st, Weatherford, Oklahoma, First Choice Pregnancy Resource Center Banquet.
Excellent.
All right. Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. Back to the phones, Ed.
All right. We go to Alabama, and Sam is on the line. Sam, welcome to Trivia Friday, sir.
Good morning, professors.
Good morning, Sam. Thanks for calling. You in Huntsville?
Yes, sir, in Huntsville, Alabama.
All right. Well, good to hear from you, my friend. Ask, answer, or both?
Well, I was going to answer the Gene Hackman question because I'm a big fan of his. So
All right. I got another question. I got another question for you, a Gene Hackman question. You ready?
Yeah, ready, sir.
Okay. So, because I had this question lined up, too, and I'll just go ahead and give it, but I haven't mentioned it.
Okay.
Yet.
Okay.
So here's the question, Sam. Since you're a big fan of his, you're probably going to recognize it, but I'll just ask you. What 1972 movie starred Gene Hackman as a preacher and was the top money-making film for all of 1973?
The Poseidon Adventure.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, that's right. Adventure. I forgot.
Wow. Nice job, Sam.
What do you remember about that movie?
Him hanging from the wheel that he had to spin just before. I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but just before he had to let go.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a spoiler alert for a movie from 1973.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize it, but that was a top money-making movie for all of the year 1973.
Really? I remember going to the theater to see that.
I went to the theater and saw it, but I don't remember. I don't remember anything, but except it was like you're on the edge of your seat.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a Gene Hackman, Ernest Borgnine.
There was a lot of
Red Buttons.
Yeah, Red Buttons was in it.
He came after Red Grange. And then Shelley Winters.
Shelley Winters. She was the former swimmer, and she tried to get to swim through a thing to help. It was a thrilling movie and made a lot of people.
That was an all-star cast right there.
Yes,
it made a lot of people not want to go on the
On a cruise ship.
Until the Love Boat came along, nobody went on cruises anymore.
That's right.
Huh?
The Love Boat. Yeah.
All right, well, Sam. You got it right. That's Gene Hackman starred in the Poseidon Adventure. He was a preacher leading the group through the belly of the ship.
It
overturned because of a tsunami.
Yes.
So, Sam, what's your question for us?
Well, in honor of Major League Baseball's opening day only being 27 days away, I would like to ask we know who has the most hits in Major League Baseball. That would be Pete Rose. Mm-hmm. We should know who number two is Ty Cobb. But who's number three with the most hits, third most hits in Major League Baseball?
Tim and Ed have a good chance at this.
Okay. Can I ask you this? Did he play Did he play prior to 1970?
He started prior to 1970.
Okay. I kind of tricked you into answering that a little bit. But Pete Rose, I'm going to say Rod Carew.
That's what I was going to guess.
Okay, right.
Carew. Minnesota Twins.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Angels.
And the Angels.
Go ahead.
Right. But the answer is Henry Aaron.
Hammer and Hank.
He's third.
Hammer and Hank.
Total hits?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's got 3,771 hits. You could take away every single one of his home runs, and he is still in the 3,000 hit club.
Wow.
That's extraordinary.
Sam, yeah. Let me ask you this. We're on the list. Are you looking at, like, the top 10? Do you see Tim and Ed's answer?
Rod Carew.
Rod Carew. I see Rod Carew at number 28.
Oh, wow. Okay. Tim, yeah, you were way off.
Ted Williams was considered by many to be the greatest hitter of all time. Not necessarily a power hitter, but a hitter in baseball, lefty. But he had to miss like 3 or 4 years for the war.
Yeah, he served in World War II.
So I'm thinking those years he missed out on all those hits that would have been tabulated in his career totals.
My father-in-law met Ted Williams. My father-in-law played for Delta State, played baseball, and Boo Ferris, who is a legendary player and had lots and lots of major league, MLB connections, he would have Ted Williams come and do a workshop for the baseball players and the Mississippi.
Wow.
The Ted Williams. I only saw his name on baseball gloves and bats and things when we were all, you know, back in the day.
Hey, is Albert Pujols in that top 10?
Hang on 1 second. Let me pull that back up.
He's going to be in the top 10 to 20 at least. And then A-Rod's going to be there.
By the way, what is number 10?
Okay, go through the list for us, Sam, if you got it in front of you.
Top 10.
I will do. We got Pete Rose at number 1, Ty Cobb at number 2, Henry Aaron, Stan Musial at number 4, Tris Speaker at number 5, Derek Jeter at number 6. Number 7 is Cap Anson. Number 8 is Honus Wagner, however you want to pronounce that, both ways of hearing. And number 9 is Carl Yastrzemski, and 10, Albert Pujols.
Yes.
Wow, what a lineup.
Was at number 9.
Oh, Stan the man. I'm surprised.
Number 4.
Yeah, you guys didn't consider him. Hey, thanks, buddy. And it sounds like you're pretty excited about opening day. Got it down to the day, but who's counting?
Yeah, I tell you what, Pete Rose, he just passed away, didn't he? Didn't he pass away? Pete Rose, I think he just died recently. I know he did. It isn't something you halfway do right there.
Or
either you die or you don't.
Yeah.
He passed away. I don't mean to make light of his passing. Huh? In September, he passed away. Anyway, what I wanted to say, again, I apologize. I didn't mean to.
You didn't make
fun of him dying.
Right.
Okay. But what I wanted to say about Pete Rose was, he got in trouble for the gambling.
Betty.
Right.
And he was denied entry into the Hall of Fame for that. But just as far as a sheer baseball hitting machine, there will never be another one that crosses the 4,000 mark. He had 4,000 plus hits. 4,100 and something, I think, 4,200 base hits in his major league career. Pete Rose, I'm talking about.
Wow.
Okay, listen to this. The gold standard, like in go into the Hall of Fame on the first ballot,
right,
is 3,000 hits.
Yeah, and he had 4,000.
He had 4,000. There'll be never be enough. Nobody will ever challenge that, in my opinion, that number of hits. Albert Pujols. In modern day, he and Alex Rodriguez probably would have been the closest with the opportunity. But even they, in their 15, 20-year career, didn't come close to 4,000. 4,000, yes. All right, baseball trivia there. Let's repeat our questions for the last time today, guys.
All right. First question, Anastasia and Drizella are the ugly stepsisters in Cinderella. What is their last name? Second question, in what country is the largest pyramid in the world located? Not the tallest, the largest. And I had a true-false question. A rhinoceros horn is made of strengthened cartilage. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. First question, true or false. Giraffes and humans have the same number of neck bones. Is that true or false? Second question, Red Grange was a superstar athlete in what sport? Red Grange. Third question, Hurricane Katrina. It happened in 2005. I want to know what month. What month did Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast?
All right. My final question, the only one I have left, is this. Loose leaf, butterhead, and crisp head are types of what? All right, Ed, back to the phones.
All right. We go to North Carolina, and Rick is on the line. Rick, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. It's my pleasure to call you again.
Thank you, Rick. Good to hear from you there in the Tar Heel State. Where do you live there?
Jacksonville, home of Camp Lejeune.
Yes, sir. Yes, we have a lot of listeners.
In
that area.
Rick, you want to ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I think I'd like to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
The one about the giraffe.
All right, it's true or false, Rick. That's my question. Here you go. Giraffes and humans have the same number of neck bones.
I hope not.
Is that true? Is that true or false?
That would be 100% true. We both have 7 cervical vertebrae.
Rick, it is 100% true.
Way to go, Rick.
Way to go.
7 neck bones and a giraffe, 7 neck bones and a human. That was one of those, Ed, that I knew you were going to be like, no, that's not even a...
No, yeah, I thought we had had this before. It's the only reason why I knew it.
Yeah.
Rick, how did you know the answer to that?
I was watching National Geographic years ago, and they did a thing of talking about some of the animals that were in Africa, and they had a part of that segment was on giraffes, and I just happened to remember that. I go, well, if you can only have 7 neck bones, then they must be awfully big, and that they are. So yeah,
they must be. That'd make a nice lamp. You know, you're talking about unique stuff. You have a giraffe neck bone and then have the rod coming out of there and the lamp shades. Hey, you know, that's funny you said about watching that show. Ed, on the weekends, you know how people have date night, do it different ways. Ed gives his wife a credit card, sends her shopping, and he sits and binge watches Nat Geo.
On
Friday night and Saturday night. Ed, you watch a lot of Nat Geo, tell the truth.
Well, actually, I went through a phase where I would watch these short clips from National Geographic. And that's where I think I got the thing about the hummingbirds and the praying mantises. But the point I made when I was going through that on YouTube, you glance over and you see, you know, a lion sneaking up on an antelope, and before you know it, it's 2 hours later and you've been watching, you know, crocodiles try to eat a baby hippo, and get lost.
Well, and then nowadays you do that, you get doged. Really. If Elon finds out you're doing that on company time, buddy.
No, this is not at work.
Okay, just to clarify.
Yeah, this is at home.
Hey, way to go, Rick. It paid off watching Nat Geo. What's your question for us?
Okay, this was a geographical type question. I happen to like that subject. What are the only 2 double landlocked countries in the world? And I'll give you a hint. One of them is in Europe and the other one is in Central Asia.
Now explain double landlocked.
Okay, double landlocked country means that in order for them to reach a coast, they have to go through at least 2 other countries.
Okay, thanks for the clarification.
All right, Rick, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here. Isn't one of them like Mongolia? And it's inside of China, and then to get to the ocean, they got to go through China.
You're looking the wrong direction. Oh, okay. You need to look towards Tim.
Well, I know Mongolia is north of China, between China and Russia. And I don't think they're not anywhere. They don't have an ocean.
Right.
So.
And then.
Do you have to have an ocean? Landlocked?
So landlocked. Landlocked is. You're not touching
water.
Yeah, you can't.
On any part of your nation.
And what is that right, Mongolia?
Is that one?
No, that is not one of the 2.
It's not one of the 2.
Where are they? Where's the other one?
He said in Europe.
One is in Europe. One is located in Central Asia.
Does that mean that they can't? They have to get. Does getting there by a river count?
No. Talking about coastline, they are separated from any ocean or seas coastline.
Switzerland's not.
I think it's like something like, I don't want to guess again because I was already wrong. I think it's like something like Luxembourg or something.
I think you're right. I think I've heard of Luxembourg. It's either for that or for their cheese. So yeah. I'm going to go with being double landlocked.
Or how about Luxembourg? Wrong again?
No.
Okay. All right.
Nope.
I think you stumped us.
You better tell us.
All right. Well, the one that's located in Europe is Liechtenstein.
Liechtenstein.
And it is bordered by Switzerland and Austria. And both of those countries are also landlocked. The one that is in Central Asia is Uzbekistan, which is in Central Asia. And it is surrounded by five landlocked countries.
Wow.
And the list is there: Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Afghanistan, and Turkmenistan. All five of those countries that surround Uzbekistan are also landlocked countries, making that the second of the only two double landlocked countries on the planet.
I pity the poor postman right there with all them stands.
That's the right. Stands. All right, that's some good trivia.
Yeah, that's a great question, Rick. Thank you for that.
Absolutely.
And that Luxembourg. You think a Lincoln Continental or a Cadillac is a smooth ride? Luxembourg. Buddy,
best ride around.
Oh, my word. You talk about a hoopty. That's a fine long ride. Smooth.
The what now? Which car?
Luxembourg.
Oh, Luxembourg? what's
the name of the country's Luxembourg, and you know how he does with
cars.
They sound like president.
It does sound like
cars.
A car.
Me, doesn't it? Somebody's missing a good chance.
2025.
You got a 72 Luxembourg.
Yeah.
Garage.
Yeah, that's right.
Who doesn't believe that? Nobody goes, you're pulling my leg. Because nobody knows. They're going, I guess that does sound like a car.
Yeah.
A Luxembourg.
Got an airplane engine under the hood.
On the other hand, no one's going to believe you've got a 72 Liechtenstein.
Liechtenstein.
In the garage.
All right. Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. Back to the phones.
All right. We go to Oklahoma, and Ron is on the line. Ron, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. It's my first time calling, so I might be a little rusty with this.
That's okay.
But, I would like to answer your question about the three green heads.
There we go.
Thank you, Ron. Good to hear from you there in Oklahoma. Where do you live in Oklahoma?
Broken Arrow.
Okay. There's Broken Arrow and there's another Broken, isn't there? Broken Bow or something?
Broken Bow. I used to live near to that for 30 years when I was working for the Forest Service. I moved from Broken Bow to Broken Arrow.
Small world. How far are you from, or how close are you to Weatherford?
Well, I'm quite a ways away from there.
Okay.
That's central Oklahoma, I believe.
Okay. Tim, you got the question for him about the heads?
Oh, yeah, Ron. Here's the question. Loose leaf, butterhead, and crisp head are types of what, Ron?
Lettuce.
Nicely done.
That's right. Which
done.
Do you grow, Ron?
Usually the loose leaf and the crisp head.
Okay.
I think crisp's head is what we grew last spring, and it's just delicious.
Is that, which one? I know there's a romaine, too, right?
Romaine is a type of lettuce.
Because they use that for
that's
Caesar.
That's my wife's favorite.
A romaine?
An iceberg.
Iceberg.
Which is pretty much, I think,
iceberg's
like worthless.
Pretty popular what you get at
iceberg, they use that for wedge, right? For wedge
Yeah,
sandwiches?
You order a wedge salad, you're getting a wedge.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a fourth of a head of lettuce.
Yes, some way.
It's huge.
Some icebergs gave all. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
For you to have a salad.
Conversation
they
between
gave
that
it
pig and that chicken about breakfast.
Yeah.
Bacon and eggs. Go all iceberg.
A butterhead, crisp head, romaine, and loose leaf. They're all lettuce. And Ron got it right.
Yeah.
He grows it there in Oklahoma.
Ron, what's your question for us?
It's a true-false question.
We're ready.
The world's largest waterfall is actually underwater. Is that true or false?
Just because of the way he said it.
It is
I'm
true.
I'm going to say true. You happen to know?
Well, it's
I have underwater waterfalls.
It's a fall-off In the ocean somewhere.
It's like
one of those
Great Barrier Reef.
It's not like the Gulf Stream, but it's like one of those underwater streams, and then it goes off a deep end into a trench somewhere.
No, I saw that on Nemo.
Nemo. Is that is it all water? Just water going down a, or is,
well,
it, some,
like,
is it some open air?
No, it's like a river underwater. You know, like we have the Gulf Stream that's essentially like
a river.
I don't
think that counts.
but it goes over the edge and continues to fall.
How are you going to be able to tell unless you're seeing more ripples? All right, what's the answer, Ron?
You guys are overthinking this.
It's true, and I'll read you the location where it is. The world's largest waterfall is underwater at the Denmark Strait Cataract, where the cold, denser water of the Nordic Sea falls nearly 11,500 feet into the Imager Sea's somewhat warmer waters.
Mm-hmm. Tim's not buying it.
Yeah.
Tim's thinking water.
Ron,
have you
ever known anybody that's been there?
No, I haven't.
No.
And you'll have to argue with the Farmer's Almanac.
That's right. He has.
Well, no, we're not arguing with the
Farmer's
Almanac.
No, he has. Tim has. That fence post, that fence post put up a pretty good argument. And that Farmer's Almanac, he'll take it on, too.
There's a place called the North Pole, too, huh? North Pole. I'm just teasing with you. I'm going to trust.
I had that as a question.
Yeah.
Out of 4 years ago or something like
but
that.
But it's a waterfall
underwater.
Underwater. Under the ocean.
Tim saying, let that sink in.
You just make that clear. What we're talking about
How
here.
How could water fall
underwater? So what's number two? That'd be the Angel Falls? There's some pretty spectacular.
Yeah, I want to go see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to go see that. I've been to Niagara. Have y'all been there?
I have. The one time I went to Niagara Falls, it was so foggy we could not see anything.
Oh, you told that story.
Yes.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate it.
I hitchhiked.
Are you serious?
Yes.
The one day you get to go to Niagara Falls.
One day it was the mist or something, and we could see about
in front of you.
It was awful.
Right.
And they tried to get me in some barrel, and I said, forget that.
Right.
What do I look like? I think I look like a butterhead.
You chose wisely.
Guys, I hitchhiked to Niagara Falls.
I remember that story
you
tell.
True story. Yep. Yes, sir.
It was a movie. They made a movie you doing that, didn't they?
It was you and a couple other dogs trying to get home, wasn't it?
You and me and a dog named Blue.
That's right.
Traveling and living off the land.
I think we're going to have to get some of the answers to our questions. Right. All right, guys. Anastasia and Drizella are the ugly stepsisters in Cinderella. Do you guys know the last name?
No.
It was Tremaine. They introduced Lady Tremaine. That was pretty hard. All right. In what country is the largest pyramid in the world located? You guys know?
Egypt.
It's Mexico.
What?
Mexico. And I think the second largest is in China. China. All right. A true false question. A rhinoceros horn is made of strengthened cartilage. True or false?
True.
Say true.
It's false. It's made out of hair.
Really?
Yeah. I should have saved that one for
Red Grange. Superstar what sport?
Football.
Football.
The Galloping Ghost?
Is that what his nickname was?
Yeah, I think it was.
And then, let's see. I think that's what month? Hurricane hit New Orleans.
August.
Yes, sir. That's it for me.
August. I don't have any left, so good job, people.
March the 13th, First Baptist Church Widows Banquet. It's free, but they need to hear from you today for headcount. Limited seating, so it's just for the Cabot, Arkansas area. But we're going to laugh together and just love on and honor those widows. And so,
amen.
First Baptist Church, Cabot, Arkansas, March the 13th with yours truly, J.J. Jasper.
Sign up, folks.
All right, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here Monday for today's issues. Keep listening to American Family Radio.